And always. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn is number 913, O Holy Spirit, Enter In. Please stand as the cross enters the church. Following the hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1. That's on page 151 and following. The worship insert for our Pentecost celebration. Readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. For our hymn of praise, we'll sing, This is the Feast. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the blessings You shower down upon us. We thank You for the gift of Jesus, whose life, death, and resurrection has won for us the forgiveness of sins. We thank You for the miraculous outpouring of the Holy Spirit, pointing us to Jesus and Jesus alone for eternal life and salvation. Heavenly Father, help us to appreciate the gifts that He continues to give. Your Holy Word, Your blessed sacraments, the consolation of Christian brothers and sisters. Heavenly Father, may we rejoice in these gifts and may we hunger for them each and every day. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to give us life and life to the full. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Divine Service, Setting 1, page 151. Page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day.
The Spirit of the Lord fills the world. Alleluia. The righteous shall be glad. They shall exult before God. They shall be jubilant with joy. Alleluia. God shall arise, his enemies shall be scattered, and those who hate him shall flee before him. Sing to God, sing praises to his name, exalt before him. The Lord gives the word. Behold, he sends out his voice, his mighty voice. Awesome is God from his sanctuary. The God of Israel, he is the one who gives power and strength to his
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day, by the same Spirit, to have a right understanding in all things and evermore to rejoice in His holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the day of Pentecost is from Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, Let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues, as of fire, appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, What does this mean? But others, mocking, said, They are filled with new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise. Let us go from here. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Hymn 497. Please be seated.
it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this Pentecost day is the epistle lesson read a few moments ago, the account of the first Christian Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, dear friends in Christ. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It doesn't matter what nation, race, or country. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It doesn't matter what language or dialect. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Neither riches nor power, neither athletic ability nor beauty make any difference at all. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, this is not universalism that everyone cries out to his or her own God or gods and is saved. But notice, this is very, very specific. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, the one name of the one and only true God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, will be saved. It is only by calling on that name, to that God, that men are saved. Salvation is found in no other God. Salvation is given through no other name. All other names, every other path is false and leads only to damnation. Like those who sailed with Jonah, you can cry out to other gods as much as you want, and the storm will just keep on raging. But not so with the God of Israel. Everyone who calls on the name of this God, the only true God, will be saved. But how will they call on Him in whom they have not believed? There's one problem, one big problem with these words of Joel preached by Peter. No one can call on the name of the Lord on his or her own. Sinful men are unable to call on the name of the Lord and be saved. For you see, the flesh and our world consider the things of God to be utter foolishness. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." The preaching of the Word of God is drunken stupidity to the world. The proclamation of the Gospel is the rambling of an idiot to sinful flesh. "You've heard their mocking. You know what they say. Maybe you even agree." The Bible's morality is repressive and outdated. The teaching of a six-day creation, intellectually infantile. All those miracles are ridiculous to even consider believing in. And that doesn't even touch the greatest foolishness of all. The foolishness that Pentecost proclaimed. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead. The proclamation that in His name alone can salvation be found. This is the height of stupidity, the pinnacle of offense, to say that there is only one path to heaven, that eternal life is found in only one place, only one person, the resurrected Jesus. You see, the sinful mind, the sinful world, wants nothing to do with the things of God. Everything God says is simply the speech of a drunken fool. And so the world responds with disdain, with mocking, with angry comedy, rather than calling on the name of the Lord to be saved. No one can believe in God on their own. No one can call on the name of the Lord on their own volition. Yes, they can call on plenty of other gods, but the name of the true God is utter foolishness to the world. Why? Because they do not believe. But how are they to believe in Him of whom they have never heard? Faith comes only by hearing. And it is hearing that Pentecost is all about. The signs and the wonders of Pentecost are not an end in themselves, but they are there so that the world will hear and believe. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. The rushing wind, the tongues of fire, even the speaking in other languages were all to gather the nations to hear the word. This is really no surprise if you read the New Testament. Every miracle performed by Jesus was for the sake of the Word. Not a single healing or act of mastery over nature was an end in itself. Each and every sign and wonder was to gather people to hear the Word. The signs and the wonders declare that God is coming into their midst as the Lord descended in fire and storm on Mount Sinai. So in flame and wind, He has come among His people again. As on Mount Sinai, He descended in power to give His word to all people. The covenant with the Ten Commandments standing at its center. So now, He descends to give His word of gospel to the nations. The disciples are not speaking gibberish, but they are speaking what the Spirit has given them to say. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Holy Spirit comes so that the Word will be preached, so that the world will hear what the disciples have been given to say. And so the point of Pentecost is not all those Hollywood special effects, but when Peter opens his mouth to speak. For how are they to hear without someone preaching? The Holy Spirit works through means. And the first miracle of this day is not when the wind rushed in, not when the tongues of fire appeared overhead, not even when the languages were spoken. The first miracle of this day is that Peter, who denied our Lord 3 times, not 2 months before this, stands up boldly and preaches the greatest sermon a pastor has ever preached. Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. The hatred of this world for the Word of God has cowed many a Christian into silence. It has led many a preacher to spend his time talking about something else. The mockery of this world has kept you, time and again, in silence, refusing to speak when the opportunity has come to you to speak of Jesus to your friends and family. And it has kept you, time and again, from seeking opportunities to speak. But filled with the Holy Spirit, on this day of Pentecost, Peter, miracle of miracles, opens his mouth and speaks. And then came the second great miracle. The second miracle of this day is that people actually listened. And people really believed. It was not the signs and wonders. Those simply gathered the people to hear. But the Word of God, preached by Peter with unexpected boldness, that created faith. The hatred of this world for the things of God has left all hearts in darkness. This was your state, conceived and born in sin. You were an enemy of God. You hated God and everything associated with God. You thought it was all drunken foolishness. Maybe you still do. When you see and hear the hatred of this world for the things of God, know that this hatred once filled you. That this hatred, that old Adam, still dwells within you and all people. But on that first Pentecost, miracle of miracles, Peter preached and people believed. Now we don't hear the conclusion in our text. It would make it even longer than it is already. We must look towards the end of Acts chapter 2. Peter preaches throughout this great, magnificent sermon that the Lord to whom we must call to be saved is none other than the crucified and resurrected Jesus. And then he says, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." And the people are cut to the heart by the preaching of the law, and they cry out, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter's response, well, it's the same as Joel's thousands of years before. "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Miracle of miracles. They heard. They believed. They did call on the name of the Lord, and they were baptized, almost 3,000. Peter preached. People heard. People believed. People called on the name of the Lord, not on their own power, but by the faith worked in them by the work of the Holy Spirit, using the means that God has appointed, the preached word. But how are they to preach unless they are sent? With this great miracle, the Holy Spirit propels the disciples into the world. The many languages, a prophecy of how the gospel will go into every corner of our planet. Through the means of the church, the Holy Spirit will call on the world to repent and believe. And it will come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You see, Pentecost is a miracle repeated each and every Sunday. Every time the Word is proclaimed, every time a sinner who hates God is made a believer who loves God in the waters of holy baptism. You see, Pentecost is your miracle. It is a miracle that someone preached the gospel to you. It is a miracle that someone baptized you into Christ's name. And it is a miracle that you believe. It shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can only call on the name of Jesus when God has called you and you believe. As Peter preaches once again at the end of his sermon, the promise is for you and for your children, and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to Himself. You can only believe when you hear the gospel proclaimed. There is no faith without hearing. The Holy Spirit doesn't zap faith into someone's heart apart from the Word. And you can only hear if someone preaches. The Word of God on occasion boomed forth from heaven, but no longer. It now comes through the mouths of men. And these men can only preach if they have been sent, propelled forth from Jerusalem and Judea to the very ends of the earth. This is the great order set forth by God Himself, filled with the Holy Spirit, that Jesus uses to bring His salvation to the world. And that, dear friends, is how He saved you. For the same Jesus who poured out His blood on Calvary as the sacrifice for the sin of the world pours out the Holy Spirit to give to you the benefits of that sacrifice. Forgiveness, life, salvation, won by His wounds, His innocent suffering and death, His victorious resurrection from the dead. The signs of Pentecost tell us that we are living in the last days. Wind, fire, and the languages of this world speaking the glories of Christ, they tell us that the great harvest is being gathered in. Only one promise has yet to be fulfilled, and for that the church waits. As she preaches, as she proclaims the word so that many hear and believe. One promise, for Christ has promised to return. And He will, to take to Himself you, me, Peter, and the 11, the 3,000 of Pentecost, and everyone of every tribe, nation, language, and race, every century, who call on the name of the Lord. This name we worship. This name we praise. For salvation is found in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Lord. It is in His name we pray. Amen. Having heard the very word of our crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ, we stand and we confess our common Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and all things. Amen.
of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, Heavenly Father, when you filled the disciples with the Holy Spirit, 3,000 souls were called, gathered, enlightened, and sanctified. Likewise, please fill our congregation, our church body, the whole Christian church on earth with the Holy Spirit. Renew them that the sacraments may be administered faithfully, that many more would be called by the gospel, enlightened with your gifts, sanctified and kept in the one true faith. Lord, in your mercy, Lord of all comfort and peace, give to the world that peace which only you can give. Deliver Christians from the hands of persecution. Restore peace to lands ravaged by war, and grant safety to refugees. Heavenly Father, be with all those who are living in fear, the fear of terrorism and terroristic attacks. Bring peace to our own nation. In the face of political division and tension, let us find peace in you and in your unchanging promises. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, look with favor upon those who serve out their vocation in the armed forces. Protect them from all harm and danger as they serve and defend their neighbor. Keep them ever grounded in faith and Christ's unfailing love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, you invite us to come to you as dear children approach their dear Father. Give us childlike faith, that we may approach your holy table with all boldness and confidence. Let us faithfully receive your Son's body and blood with true contrition and repentance, that the sacrament would fortify us to live in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, please look with compassion upon those who are sick, hurting, facing surgery, or downtrodden. Especially this day, we lay before you Brian Murundi, Pastor Murundi's brother, hospitalized in Omaha. Hilda Eitzman, preparing for surgery on Monday. Noel and Carol, brother-in-law and sister of Darla Posner, with Noel's complications following surgery. Heavenly Father, we also lay before you Celeste, Emily, Ed, Vivian, Sharon, Lyle, Al, Janet, Cindy, Doretta, Mildred, Sherry, Jerrane, Mark, Joe, Sonia, Bonnie, Ted, Anna, Larry, Bonnie, Warren, Ken, Brian, Bridget, Sophie, Ralph, Shelley, Betty, Kristen, Desi, Raleigh, Dell, Joyce, Charlotte, Jocelyn, and all those that we remember in our hearts. Visit them in their distress. Grant them relief from pain, and let them ever fix their eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, be with all those who mourn the loss of loved ones this day. Send a special measure of your Spirit to guide, to comfort, and to bring peace. Especially we remember the family of Marianne Preschult, the family of Diane Gavalier, and all those that we remember in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to send a special measure of your Holy Spirit upon all the educational opportunities in our congregation. Bless our school, our preschool, our Sunday school, our vacation Bible school. Be with Merrily Sump as she considers the call to be administrator, teacher for our school. And Heavenly Father, in every aspect of our teaching ministry here in our congregation, may the crucified and resurrected Lord be at the heart, core, and center of all we say and do. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. In the name of Jesus, crucified, risen, ascended, sending the gift of the Holy Spirit all for you. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. There's a pad at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of Christ for you would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Continue with the offertory on page 159. What shall I render to the Lord? Please stand as you're able.
Amen. us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right,
and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at your right hand, poured out on this day the promised Holy Spirit on his chosen disciples. For all this, the whole earth rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 God.
Are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. Thank you. body of Christ are now peace and with great glory. The Holy Spirit has brought you Jesus.
Body of Christ and ours. Body of Christ and friends. And body of
Thank you.